Wow.
Huh? Oh, hey. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a live drawing for a prize. One of the... Is this like one of the six or seven people here tonight are going to win?
Yeah, our chances are pretty good, and we're the hosts.
Hey, yeah. I know. Like wondering why the hell I got one of these.
Hey, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Roger's such a weirdo.
They'll be giving us their second set here in several moments. You may have received a black card with a red ticket on it earlier tonight. And right now we are going to hold the drawing for the prize package, which features a pair of tickets to the Fargo Theater, a gift certificate to the Trentino Espresso Bar right down the way here, a $15 gift certificate to Sammy's Pizza on the corner, and complimentary drink tickets at the Moose Lodge, which, if you want to, you can use tonight, I suppose. A night out on the town. And so, without further ado, I'm going to draw a ticket from this basket. Everyone, look at your numbers. The winning ticket is... The winning ticket is 88006. Anyone have that number? All right. If you got 88006, it's all over, baby. And we're drawing another number. 88006 is not a winner. Really too bad. Okay, we're gonna keep this rolling. Here we go. The actual winner is ticket number. Do I hear an 88019? Who? Alright, he's forfeiting his right to win. Let's try this one more time, people. Got a good feeling about this. 88015, where are you, baby? Hey! Oh. Let's give a big hand. What's your name? Steven Jones. Let's verify that. Right, he's our lucky winner. Now, there will be a second opportunity to win this same prize package. It will be this Sunday evening. If you have a computer, tune in to the internet at www.coachin6.com at 8 p.m. when Scott Wolf and John Lamb will conduct a second drawing for the same prize package. An internet radio show. Tune in. I think you'll enjoy it, and another opportunity to win the prize. Thank you. Have a good night. Stay tuned for more Telepathetic. And rock on. Woo!
Hey, I'm bringing us in.
You're bringing us in.
We got the big winner, Mr. Who is our winner?
Ralph Nader guy.
Steve Jones. Steve. Steve Jones. Where are you from, Steve?
Wales.
Steve Jones from Wales. An international winner. Can you ask for anything better?
Okay. Green flag. World flag movement. We need signatures to get on the ballot.
Yes. If anybody hasn't signed to get Ralph Nader on the North Dakota ballot for president, you should go talk to our winner, Steve Jones, from Wales, and sign up on that thing, because the more the merrier, so to speak, you know. And now we have Telepathetic in the Coach and Six
studio. Or is this the Coach and Six hot seat?
I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along, Jay. This is show business.
Just gotta do it.
So, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Thought I have it for a reason, huh?
Is it on?
Hello?
Huh?
Turn it up.
Oh, no.
Is there a switch on it?
Yeah.
Hello?
You're the lead singer. You don't get a mic.
When we do
here, let's switch it around. Tell you what, you can take the yellow mic. It's a little bit louder. All right, okay, there you go.
So Telepathetic has been playing for quite some time, right?
Yes.
Because I remember seeing you play with the Freedom Fighters a long time ago.
Many moons ago.
And how long had you been together at that point?
At that point?
Were you pretty...
Probably a year or two.
A year or two? So you've been around for a while at that point, too. So how old were you all when Telepathetic started? Are you all first of all, are you all original members? Are you all like...
I am not.
You're not original?
Me and Hillary started probably close to 5 years ago.
We were like 15 or 16, I think.
Yeah, played our first show when we were 16.
That's impressive. You've got a longer life than most...
Fargo bands altogether.
Most bands, period.
We're dinosaurs. What can we say?
The elders.
So if we could, let's probably... I'm just going to interrupt. If we could, let's get to know you guys. Like, if you guys say your names in the mic and everything, and where you go to school or what you're doing in town or whatever, that sort of thing, I guess.
My name's Hillary Jones. I go to MSU. I've lived here my entire life, believe it or not. I work at Marguerite's Music.
I am Britta Anderson. I am 20. I live in Fargo, and I'm unemployed, and I'm an artist.
A true musician. I'm Chuck Kessler. I go to MSU, and I work at Sterling Rose, tattoos, piercings in town. And that's about it.
So what are you taking up at MSU?
Psychology.
Psychology?
some basics, the good stuff.
Okay, how about you?
I am a psych major.
Psych major? Two psych majors.
Yes.
So do you get involved with
psychi?
Do you sing a lot about the psychology in the?
I try not to let it affect my music.
We actually write subliminal music.
Okay.
Yes. There's backward masking in all of our songs.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Now that.
Not many people.
That sells records.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of records, do you have anything recorded, or like tapes or demos or CDs or anything?
Yeah.
We have a long list of just really bad demos that we've done. Like, we don't really have anything quality.
Tapes or anything?
Yeah, tapes
and CDs.
Oh, okay.
So,
when you guys are recording, are you guys just recording on 4-track, 8-track, or...
Well, we did one in a studio, and that still didn't turn out well, because we were in a hurry, but... Otherwise, it's been 8-track, I think. Was that the other one? 8-track?
Sure.
Yes. It was a 4-track. That's what I meant.
Have you ever heard a band called Star Pimp?
Star Pimp?
Yeah.
I have not.
They're on Kill Rock Stars.
Star Pimp?
Yeah.
No.
Or they were on Kill... I don't even know if they're still around anymore. They played at Ralph's one time a long time ago. And whenever I listen to or get to see Telepathetic, I always think kind of like Star Pimp, and I've
heard of them. I think like just from
they're a really good band. I like them,
but I'll look into it.
By default, I like Telepathetic. So.
Oh yeah,
I've always just kind of wondered if you've ever heard Star Pimp before, because they kind of have a Telepathetic sound.
I'll have to check that out. I'm curious now. I like a lot of stuff.
Here's a big question I've been wondering. Telepathetic, where did the name come from?
I don't really know. Yeah. We came up with it a long, long time ago after going through an assortment of really bad names.
Because every name we take is already taken.
Really? Or can you like say a few of the names that were...
Oh, jeez.
Originally, we played shows under the name Livid, which was very angst-filled at the time. We were young.
Yeah.
And then we...
Well, that was the only other name we played under.
Yeah, that was the only other. We had about, like, aphasia and...
Spork. Cardboard. Just...
Really, really bad.
Random stuff.
I wasn't in it then. I don't
know. We gotta get you in.
What do you have to say about that?
So do you have any trouble, like, is it, nobody, I was paying attention, I was sort of paying attention to the ages. Everybody's under 21, right? Okay, so is it tough to get shows and everything like that?
No, it's not really difficult. It's just we try and gear shows that, like, younger people can go to normally because, you know, we're not old enough to go to these shows most of the time, so, and it sucks, like, not being able to see bands you want to see, but...
So, what happens when you turn 21? Is that, all of a sudden...
I don't think so.
Like, say tomorrow is your 21st birthday. Are you going to, like, that night play at Ralph's or something?
I don't think so. I might go to Ralph's, but...
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
Why, are you interested in playing at Ralph's ever?
What?
Are you interested in playing in, like, the, you know, the traditional, like, 21 and up venues at all?
You know, I don't know why. We just never played at Ralph's. I have no idea, but... Or maybe it is because we're younger, but...
Yeah.
We're all 20, so.
Well, you guys are playing a show here on Saturday with Vaz and Vaz, the valets.
Let me get my flyer. 5-pound MV.
Yeah. Yep. 5-pound Muppet Vagina.
Yeah.
That's
very creative.
So, yeah. I can't imagine what kind of state of mind they were in when they thought of that one. Let's call ourselves a 5-pound Muppet Vagina. So, yeah, that should be a pretty good show, though.
That should be
though.
Very good.
Yeah. Have you guys heard the Vaz before?
Pardon?
Have you heard Vaz before? Formerly Hammerhead?
Yes.
Yeah. Really enjoy
yes.
Vaz. And we're going to be doing pretty much the exact same thing with the internet show broadcast live and stuff. So we'll have you up again.
Woo-hoo.
On
my goodness.
Saturday.
Be the,
like,
do
two
I get
interviews
all my
in one
time
week.
Too?
You guys are getting huge.
Will Telepathetic be the first band to be broadcast twice?
I was going to say,
probably.
Does that mean we're veterans?
No. Yeah.
Is Monmouth.
Yeah,
Monmouth.
Greenhouse now.
Greenhouse?
Oh, no.
So really, no, not
Greenhouse?
Now.
No, we didn't interview in Greenhouse again.
So, you were at the City Hall tonight, weren't you?
All three of us were, actually. They just got chairs. I'm
yeah,
late.
Okay, I was kind of standing in the doorway.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
So what'd you think of that whole debacle?
We got a what?
What?
What'd you think of the whole City Hall meeting? Were you satisfied with what was said?
Well, we were really confused as to whether it would actually affect, like, all of the shows or not.
I was wondering
main,
that. That was the
main concern, and they never really addressed it.
Yeah, that was the main reason I was there, too, was because I wanted to find out if it would affect, like, Knights of Columbus or Eagles or any of those places, like, and I guess it's still kind of up in the air, you know. The
was there any resolution at all this evening?
There was none. There was.
They decided
although,
that they're going to talk about it more next
although
time.
Although I think the con side, the pro, like when you boil it down to pro ordinance or con ordinance, I think the con ordinance like out debated the pro ordinance by quite a long time.
Well, did they have anyone on behalf of the all ages shows really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they had a couple people.
Quite a few.
I was gonna go up and speak, but then I couldn't figure out if it actually did it, like have anything to do with us or not. And there was so much stuff that had already been said, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And you're on time.
I think if the ordinance...
We were there for 3 hours.
3 hours it took.
I think if the ordinance were to pass, like, they would be able to use it for just about anything, I think. And that's what kind of worried me. It was like the wording kind of, like, made me wonder, like, you know...
Yeah, it was really
that
vague.
That kind of seemed like the plan.
Yeah.
But if Chris Magnus really wants to, as I've been told, wants to make himself look good so he can be a police officer in San Francisco, then...
Uh-huh.
Then he probably wanted to do something like that. So, and you're going to get arrested for saying that. Uh-oh. I better watch out. He knows nothing about this, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, I have my doubts now that this ordinance will pass, which before I was kind of wondering. To be completely honest, I could care less about the juice bar because I probably will never go there. But
exactly.
At the same time, I think it's you know, there's no reason
bar, like,
why
really
the juice bar shouldn't
well.
Be able to open.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
it's just not enough business in this town for that type of club,
yeah.
Really.
But at the same time, if somebody wants to try and make a go of it, they should be
more power to them.
100% able. I think a place should be able to be open 24 hours a day if they want.
It's just the principle of the matter. Them just trying to crack down on the youth of Fargo. And
yeah.
It's really lame.
kids are up to no good.
Snooping kids.
So speaking of up to no good, what was the last really rotten thing you did?
Ooh. The last one?
Yeah.
Is this to someone or just in general?
In general.
In general. Let's see. You're going to have to think on that one.
You can make something up.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, nobody's checking you.
We don't have any lie detectors up here right now. So,
okay, well, okay. This isn't too mean. It's more funny. I think it's funny. Me and my roommate, we live on a third floor apartment, and we're watching my roommate's girlfriend's cat. Neither one of us wanted to empty the litter box, so we opened his window up, poured out the window, and the neighbor kids like to play in the yard a lot. And the next day, the lawnmower went over it, and it went all over. But that's about as mean as I got in the last couple of days. Not very mean.
Not
just lazy.
Too mean, but just mean enough.
More lazy than mean.
That's a $500 fine, you know.
Yes, it is.
You know?
So I didn't do it.
And now everyone does.
They don't know where I live.
They're pretty hard on us. I live in the Wellington building. I have a dog. And if you don't pick up your shit...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get a ticket.
I suppose.
That's no good.
Oh, yeah. I know what I've been doing. I've been on an apartment search, and I called over 60 apartments, and I've probably been to at least 20, only three of which I've actually been shown. The rest of them I just walked in and, like, opened the door because I felt like it, and it's easier that way. But,
you've actually called on 60 apartments?
She had a list.
I think in my most desperate apartment search, I've only called maybe three or four.
I don't have a very large social life.
Well, still.
I have a bad habit of laughing at people when they get hurt. It's
funny. Hey,
I see what everyone does.
I understand.
If it's happened to you, you can laugh at it. That's my theory.
People who get hurt are funny.
Oh, definitely. That's funny, actually.
Well, for your next set that you guys are going to play, what songs are you guys going to play at all?
I think there's some older songs. Some of these songs
all
we've been
songs
playing for
old.
Like over 3 or 4 years. And we just really are slow at writing songs, so everybody's just going to have to bear with us. Eventually, we'll get around to some new songs.
How many shows do you guys play a year, would you say?
I have posters from almost every show we've played, and I think I have about 35. Which really isn't that many, but...
I was going to say, I think the last...
Well, it's pretty good for... Like, if you... Like, have you played many shows out of town or anything? Have you, like,
yeah,
ever not tried going
maybe
on little...
A little over a handful.
Yes. Two handfuls, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Where else have you guys played out of
but
town?
But that's pretty good for a local
we've
band, that is.
Pretty much everywhere in a 45-minute radius, and we played at the city...
Not, well, pretty much just east or west.
Well...
Oh, yeah, we
played
did,
in Grand Forks and...
St. Cloud. Minneapolis. Cooperstown.
Yeah,
so you basically stayed in
Cooper's
the tri-state
town.
Area.
Exciting city, Cooperstown.
Okay. It was
so
for
a
we played
band
at this
that
old
hasn't
place
been out
where,
of the tri-state
Merv
area.
Griffin
that's
used
pretty
to play.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Perhaps. Well,
I would say that's pretty good.
If you set up
good.
Enough shows of your own.
Yeah.
People don't need to ask you to play shows. Set them up yourself.
Well, it's kind of a tough thing if you don't like ask or like find out about like the right. People, you know, it all kind of depends on whether or not somebody's thinking about you at any given time.
You mean like a band?
Or like a promoter or somebody who's putting on a show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because I've done shows. Yep. And,
It gets to be completely, like, very laborious if you're.
Yeah.
Doing
it's trying to
it'd actually be fun to set something up for you guys. Like, most of the time when I do. A show I do it at Ralph's just because it's like so easy and I don't have any financial risk when I do it at Ralph's. But if Telepathetic would be interested, I'd be happy to like maybe
we
ask.
Could perhaps arrange something like that, I think. And then we can have you guys play one of our shows.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Indeed.
Assuming we can still have shows.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
After all,
we're 21.
Ordinance business.
Yeah. That would be great.
But, so what do you think of what's on the stereo right now? I don't even know what this is.
What is that?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Well, did you go see Slipknot at, when they played at the Civic or whatever?
Here's my Slipknot story. See, the day they were supposed to come, I was going to go.
Okay.
And the day they rescheduled, I had to be in a wedding out of town. So I didn't see him.
Okay.
But I did see him the year before on
We had probably one of our biggest shows that night here.
Did you?
Yeah. All two of us were here.
All two of you?
And it was really too bad because we had the band In Transmission in that night. Remember that? And In Transmission pretty much blew us away. They were super good. Down from the cities of Piss, Capital a lot. Formerly the Freedom Fighters.
Yep. Cool.
And we basically sat here and got them completely wasted. And the funny story about when In Transmission left here, they were going on tour. This is their first stop on tour, and we felt really bad that no one showed, so we thought, well, we'll just pay them back in bar. And the lead singer's not a very big drinker by any means. And I'm a bartender, Ralph, so I know all kinds of really bad shots to take. And so I'm like lining him up for him, and he's doing them, and he's falling off his bar stool drunk. On his way out to Missoula, it's probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up in the van. We're all sleeping, and he pulls down his pants, not knowing what he's doing, and starts pissing all over all the band equipment and all the members of the band. And then he puts his pants back on and falls back to sleep. Well, after the band members are punching him, but he does not wake up because he's still passed out, he proceeds at 5:30 in the morning to sit back up and start throwing up all over everyone and the band equipment.
Wow.
So they met up with our friends Capital in San Francisco, and I right away got a phone call from Jacob, who plays at Capital, plays bass for him now. And the story was pretty goddamn funny. In fact, we're going to set up a show with them again here coming up pretty soon, and End Transmission is really going to get made fun of when they come back up here for puking and pissing all over the whole van. Yeah. It's pretty exciting to hear that we could get a guy that drunk to do that. You know?
I have a Slipknot story. Have you ever heard of a club called Harry Mary's in Des Moines? Okay, it's a club called Harry Mary's in Des Moines, which is where Slipknot is from. One of the guys from Slipknot used to own this club called Harry Mary's, where bands play. And apparently, one of the guys from, a friend of mine was in this bar, Harry Mary's, their band was playing there. The guy's in the Midnight Evils. And apparently one of the bartenders at Harry Mary's, one of the guys from Slipknot came up. It's not really a Slipknot story. One of the guys from Limp Bizkit came up to the bar and said, "Give me a beer." And he's like, the guy asked for ID, and he's like, "No, just give me a beer."
Don't you know who I am?
And yeah, that's exactly. He said, "Don't you know who I am?" Correct, Justin? And the guy said, why don't you finish the story rather than me trying to remember all the details. This is Justin Singh of Dart Records fame, www.yachtzine.com/dart.
So what happened was the guy said, "You know what? I'm in fucking Limp Bizkit." Anyway, he said, "Yeah, I know you are. And your band fucking sucks." And he kicked him out. So the guy in Slipknot called him later. He goes, "Dude, what's going on? I'm getting this guy all pissed." And he's like, "Yeah, he wouldn't give me no ID, so I kicked him out." Ba-doom.
Could have done it for the next
one. So anyway.
Do you know which member of Limp Bizkit it was,
by any means?
Was really? It the white monkey face guy?
As you said, that's the guy with the eyes.
Okay, that's
weird eyes.
Me neither. That guy's got too much to prove. You gotta paint your face white and do all that.
Yeah,
that guy's got some bragging rights there.
Yeah.
What if he was able to keep his job afterwards or they just fired him? Oh, it's the guy who owns
the
bar.
Guy who owns the... Oh, who owns it now? The guy who owned it before was the guy from Slipknot.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
I didn't know that much happened in Des Moines.
I mean, whether or not you like Limp Bizkit or Slipknot or not,
it's
still
matter.
Pretty
even
funny
even if it's fucking Metallica or someone.
Yeah,
give me some fucking ideas, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm Kirk Hammett. Watch out.
That'd be fucking killer.
So if you get the chance to go to Des Moines, make sure you
carry your ID.
Stop and get a beer at Harry Mary's if you
don't
have
mention
your
Limp Bizkit.
Don't forget your ID.
But, well,
I like saying that when I just walk into a bar anyways. Hey, don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
Just fucking just randomly. Yeah, come on, I'm this guy. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. It usually doesn't go over too well. I usually get punched.
It's worth a shot, though.
But, so, what's the future plans for Telepathetic? What are you going to do, like, are you going to, like, release an album, or are you going to, like, try and just keep on doing what you're doing, or...
We, after we dominate the world, no, just kidding. I don't know. We're lazy. We just, I'll let you.
We'll hopefully record a good quality album that
sounds
good and costs more than $30. And
good point.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you going to for $30?
Tour
bucks?
With
That's
Pantera.
Pretty cheap.
Oh, you get what you pay for. We don't really plan ahead too much.
Yeah.
We're pretty lazy.
We play more shows, pretty much.
Yeah.
You guys
write very few songs.
Do you guys have a practice space and you practice a lot, or?
We practice at my parents' house, actually, who are right over there. They put up with us. They've been putting up with us for 4 years. Oh yeah. Every show.
Big
there.
Shout out to mom and dad over there.
Oh yeah. The Kesslers. I can't see them.
Supportive parents.
Oh yeah. My dad actually.
My dad went to a Trans Am show when. Long ago, and he told me that we sounded like shit, but we sound like the shit that I listen to. So it's nice to have supportive parents.
Mind you, Phil's dad is the head police chief in Allock, isn't that right?
He's the sheriff in
Allock,
Minnesota.
My goodness.
Well,
yeah, he's the county sheriff. It's just like Hazard County too. So he's like, he wears white suits and drives like a big fucking convertible with horns on the front.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Oh yeah, Boss Hogg.
Yeah,
that's Boss Hogg. He's not the sheriff, is he?
That's a great show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I suppose we'll probably be coming up on time for you guys' second set, I guess.
Okay.
Indeed.
If you guys are ready. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
I think we're ready.
Can't you see? Don't I look fired up to you?
You guys look fired up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Telepathetic, for chit-chatting with us.
Hanging out.
Thank you.
We've had the special time we've had together. And anyways, I guess this show is brought to you by... Brought to you by www.yahtzee.com and also Brown Cow Records.
Woohoo!
And did you hear their new slogan for Brown Cow?
No.
Moo.
Wow, that does take a lot of time to think about
that one. That's been her big joke the last three shows. We've done moo. When you hear that sound, it's the sound of Brown Cow Records.
Well, anyway, stay tuned, people, for another set by Telepathetic, local Fargo Moorhead rock wonders. keep on listening and enjoy the rest of the evening. Good night.